I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Several passenger rights groups are hoping to send a signal to Washington on the day before Thanksgiving. They're calling for travelers to refuse to walk through full body scanners that allow screeners to see right through a person's clothing. But that, of course, will send those travelers directly to the even more hotly debated pat-down procedures and slow down the system even more. It's not clear how helpful all of this will be in the debate that has introduced the phrase, "Don't touch my junk." Today, Transportation Security Administration Chief John Pistole faced a second day of grilling in Congress. This morning, Senator Byron Dorgan asked Pistole what it felt like when he went through a pat-down.
Well, the whole purpose is
was
to...
Did it make you uncomfortable? I mean, what was your impression of the person?
Yeah. So it was more invasive than what I was used to. Of course, what is in my mind from almost 27 years with the FBI and all the counterterrorism work since 9/11 is, what do we need to do to assure the American people that as they travel, that we are being thorough?
Well, let's start here today with Wall Street Journal reporter Keith Johnson. Keith, other than that question, what is Congress interested in finding out, and how is the TSA responding?
Well, it's interesting, actually, because this is the second day of hearings that that Mr. Pistole's had. You know, his first appearances in the Senate since his confirmation yesterday. The Senate Homeland Security Committee also went over him, but there the focus was on gaps that they had in security, specifically in air cargo security. Remember, in late October, there was a foiled air cargo plot. Today, in the Commerce Committee, the shoe was on the other foot in the sense that the senators were grilling him on this public outcry about the new procedures. And basically, the question is, you've started to see a snowballing of public dissatisfaction both with these new scanners and with the more invasive pat-down procedures. And talking with travelers and security experts, you actually hear for the first time people saying, you know, enough is enough. Whereas in the past, these measures really didn't elicit that sort of response.
Well, you know, and that doesn't that raise the question, about some irony here that the TSA gets hammered when they don't do enough about security, but then when they try to, they get that response, enough is enough.
Well, I mean, this is absolutely the, you know, par for the course for them because they're caught between a rock and a hard place in the sense that, you know, if anything bad happens on their watch, then they're going to be criticized for it, especially if there's any, you know, concealed item that could have been seen by one of these new scanners. You know, they would obviously be hit very hard if they hadn't rolled out the scanners. Yet the public response in certain quarters, a very vocal minority, to the new scanners and the new pat-down procedures is definitely different than anything we've seen in the last few years.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned the cargo. Just a quick question. You hear a lot people saying, why am I getting an intrusive pat-down when some of this cargo that isn't inspected at all may actually be on the same plane? Is that true that some of the cargo that's not inspected may be on the same plane as passengers?
Not in the U.S. They do have 100% screening of domestic cargo on the, that goes on the passenger planes. You know, the all cargo planes, the UPSs and the FedExes, you know, have a different set of rules. But what's called belly cargo that goes underneath the passenger planes, that's 100% screened here. Now, the incoming flights from Europe, from other continents, has a varying percentage, can be as much as 2/3. It all depends on, you know, what country it's coming from. But yeah, it's true. There are still some gaps on overseas cargo.
Well, it was a passenger in San Diego who refused both the full body scan and then the pat down with the words, "Don't touch my junk." He recorded that on his cell phone. It's gone viral. But he's now facing an $11,000 possible fine for walking out of the airport. Is the TSA concerned about creating more folk heroes?
Well, you know, this is actually something that the Administrator Pistole addressed today in the hearing, and the TSA had addressed this as well already in written form. You know, that civil fine is on the books, and it can be applied. However, they've made very clear that, you know, it's not a knee-jerk situation. It's not automatically that they're going to fine people that walk away from the screening. It's something that can happen in exceptional circumstances. You know, this is actually one of the things that Kay Bailey Hutchinson brought up in the hearing this morning, which is that since the beginning of the week, TSA has been standing its ground and defending the new measures on security grounds. And now the politicians are starting to push back and say, you know, something's going to have to give here. You've got to address this public outrage.
Keith Johnson is Homeland Security reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Keith, thank you.
Thank you.